Let's start with a traditional economic system. If you turned and looked out the window and you looked at a traditional economic system, you would see third world. You would see Africa, parts of Asia, parts of Latin America, in which people were struggling to meet their needs, consumed with staying alive. A lot of effort would be placed into growing crops in order to sustain the village. You would not see capital goods. Very seldom would you see capital goods. You wouldn't see kids in schools developing human capital and going on to a greater future. You'd see large families that would be traditional in nature that would be working together in an effort to overcome nature, war, disease, a tough life. And so when you're looking at a traditional economic system, you've got to remember when we are saying that the route the society goes depends upon the goals and the values of the society, that the goals and values of society in a traditional economic system are so affected by outside forces. The environment, drought, hurricanes, earthquakes have a huge effect on people's lives, and they have no way to control that stuff. And so they are at the mercy of nature. They're also at the mercy of war. War destroys traditional societies. It destroys traditional economic systems. It puts people in dire circumstances. And so a traditional economic system suffers from outside forces, and it's difficult for people to achieve their dreams and to reach for wants because they are so often immersed in the accumulation of needs.